The recently installed Czech government approved its policy program on Wednesday. The 46-page document is based on the coalition deal agreed between the three parties in the centre-right government, the Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs. Ian Willoughby has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. Ian, what priorities has the new cabinet set?
Well, their program has five main points, though one in particular stands out, and indeed is likely to be a dominant issue in the months and years to come, and that is reining in the country's record budget deficit and balancing the country's budget. The Czech government has set itself a rather ambitious target of achieving that by 2016. Otherwise, the cabinet has committed itself to introducing pension reform, making the health system more modern and more effective. Also, they're going to reform the third-level education system, and Prime Minister Petr Nečas also says that his government will take measures to fight corruption, and they also, including the aim of eliminating graft linked to the awarding of state contracts.
So there seem to be no surprises then?
Actually, there's one small surprise, Jan. On Wednesday, the government meeting was interrupted for a few hours for the funeral of Milan Paumer, and his funeral was attended by the Prime Minister and other senior cabinet members. As you know, Paumer was a member of a very small anti-communist resistance, or the very small anti-communist resistance, in the 1950s. After the funeral, and evidently influenced by it, they added a new element to the government's programme, namely that those who took part in the resistance of the communist era will be recognised on an equal footing with resistance fighters from the two world wars. And that marks a rather significant change in official Czech government policy.
And what happened next for the incoming government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas?
Next Tuesday, the Prime Minister will present this policy document to the lower house ahead of a confidence vote, although that's regarded as a mere formality because there's simply no way that they won't pass that and become a full-fledged government because they have the biggest majority in the lower house since the state was established.
Thank you very much, Ian Willoughby, for that. Now, to help